The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. This passage is most worthy of our meditation. I don't know, Jesus is speaking now to a particular audience, people who are looking for a king. They're looking for a shepherd. And this is why he says then he is the gate for the sheep. And in the East, this is not necessarily a physical gate for a sheepfold, but the shepherd would sometimes lie across the entrance to the pen at night so as to prevent the sheep from leaving and also to prevent intruders from coming in. Jesus is the gate. Lays down his life for his sheep. But what about us, right? Because we're not looking for a king. I don't think modern American society, right? I don't think we're looking for a king. We're not looking for a president, or we're not looking for anybody to lead us. We want to lead ourselves. And I just wonder if this image also can be applied to us in what God probably sees as a laughably ridiculous situation. But we'll say like this, do the sheep think that they are the shepherd? Because this is how we act. This is how I act. I want to believe that I'm the shepherd. I can rule myself. I can lead myself. I can guide myself. I can protect myself. I can save myself. But I'm a sheep. I'm a sheep of the one flock of Christ. It's better than leading myself. I know what happens when I lead myself. It doesn't work out very well for the little sheep. He's quite defenseless, you know. Doesn't work. But when Jesus is leading and guiding and protecting and saving, all is well for this little sheep. So the question then, okay, once we get past the ridiculousness of our situation to rule ourselves, and the question is whether or not we know the voice of Christ. And we have to listen in silence. We have to encounter Jesus in the scriptures and allow those words that we hear that resonate in our heads to make that long journey to the heart. We have to listen, and we have to be faithful to what we hear. We have to obey. Jesus is standing at the head of his flock, and he doesn't stand behind. He's not whipping, and you know, he's leading by his voice, and that voice is always a word of life and a word of love. That voice, that word is love, rather, right? He is speaking life and love into our hearts. And if we but hear his voice and follow him, we will have life and love to the full.